George Washington is observed as a father of our country. He was not, however, our first president. Washington was the first president elected under the Constitution, taking office in 1789. But the United States came together as a nation years before the Constitution was enchanted? Yeah. In 1781, when the last of 13 colonies the Articles of the Confederation, the new country was officially brought into being. Shortly thereafter, Congress unanimously elected John Hanson of Maryland as the first president of the United States. His full title is actually President of the United States in Congress Assembled. Congress voted to provide the new president with a house and servants and ruled that he take present of all and every person in the United States. Hanson served only a year and is now long forgotten. But at the time, a colleague wrote, "I congratulate Your Excellency on your appointment to fill the most important seat in the United States." The letter was signed by none other than George Washington. The Articles of the Confederation were, and since the first Constitution, they became a law of March 1st, 1781, the date that could be considered the country's birthday. They were in effect in nearly 8 years, a period of the time often forgotten in American history. General George Washington referred to Hanson as the president, and in his comparison, if Hanson was the first president, what would that make Washington? After Hanson, there were 6 more presidents elected by the Congress, 1 each session, before the Constitution was ratified, so Washington would be the country's 8th president.